Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's a WIP Afternoon Show. I am Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese and Jack Fritz.
How about that? Spike, Fritzy, I'll let you boy.
Ah, here we go. Mm-hmm. Knew it would be this way. Knew we'd be down 0-1. Mm. Knew everybody would be doubting the Sixers. Mm. Big game tonight, of course, 7:30 at Madison Square Garden. Game 2, Sixers-Knicks. And we are, you know, every Sixers team now, Joel Embiid, the coaches, everybody, lives with the baggage and history of the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. We all live with the history of the process. Every game they play, every playoffs, every MVP, all of these things, they come with the baggage of the process. And I understand, we all understood that the object of what we were doing, what Sam Hinkie started doing 11 years ago, was to bring a championship to Philadelphia for the Philadelphia 76ers. They were stuck in the middle. They couldn't go that way any longer. They bottomed out. They got a superstar. And now we are at the position where we start every season. And the question always is, are they going to win a championship or are they not going to win a championship? And every year they don't win a championship, we say that year is a failure. They did not succeed. This year is a failure. And I understand it. But I am here to say that this year, this particular season, is a success if they beat the Knicks. If the Sixers do nothing more than get out of the first round and win this series, this year is a success. I am an optimist. But I am also realistic. I'm realistic, and I watched, what night was it? Saturday? Saturday night, Friday night, whatever it was. Saturday night, and I saw Sixers almost win. They was close, put in good work. Joel Embiid played, had a scare in the middle of the game, but he is clearly not what he needs to be to go four rounds and win a championship. So my realistic take is that we're getting Embiid, but we're getting like 65 or 70% Embiid. And realistically, if they can get through this series, and this team would be the best team that they've beaten the playoffs in the last 11 years, they are the 2 seed. They haven't beaten a better team than this. They go in, they wind up in the second round. Who knows where we're going? But to me, this year is a success, given the circumstances, if they beat the Knicks. 215-592-9494.
So is it safe to say if they don't beat the Knicks, it's a failure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least we got that part out of the
way. Yeah, they can't lose to the Knicks. Extenuating circumstances, who knows? Maybe Maxey has some disease. He's not going to play again the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. Maybe Embiid.
Unless he got gout, I don't care what it is.
Yeah. He better be playing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I can't roll with you on the whole success part of this. To me, this is still about going to depths that they've never gone to before, or they haven't gone to in 20-plus years. And so I understand that Embiid is compromised a little bit. Seems like you may have had a little dose of reality. Saturday is what happened to you.
He looked great coming out.
He did. Yeah, I think he had, 13 or 15 in the first quarter.
15,
he looked good. No, he really did. And even, remember last week, I was saying I need to see how he looks so I can get the nervousness out of me as to whether or not he's injured or is about endurance. And then he had the amazing athletic play where he throws it off the backboard and he goes up and dunks it, but he comes down and he tries to land on that left foot with his left foot first. All of that weight sends a little bit of a shock through the left leg, scares the bejesus out of him. He needs to – I mean, his eyes damn near rolled in the back of his head when he was laying on the ground. I thought he was dying.
He looked terrified.
Yeah, yeah. He looked did. Like he was scared. So he got up, went to the locker room, shook it off, came out and played the whole second half. He played the rest of the game. He did. I'm not going to sit and tell you he was spry and he was jumping up and down and all of that, but he finished the game. This is a long way to me saying nothing has changed for me. And – once I accepted Joel Embiid coming back, once I accepted him coming back and got on board with it, the expectations don't change. The Eastern Conference Finals is a must. I still look at this Sixers team, and it's not really just about Joel Embiid. He obviously needs the parts around him to do their job. They need to be able to carry their portion of this load. But just as a whole, as the team, no, it's a failure. You can't, even if you were to beat the Knicks, and by the way, saying this is the best team they've beaten isn't saying a whole lot.
Well,
it just speaks to the competition that they've beaten.
At 100%. I completely agree that it is a statement as much about the teams that they've played as the Knicks
this year.
For sure.
Yeah. So I look at that, and then they would have who? And like maybe the Cavs or somebody
they'd
in the second
Bucks
round?
In the second
the round. Bucks in the second round. Okay. We can't beat the Bucks? Now we can't beat the Bucks. Why, at one point we wanted the damn Bucks and Doc Rivers. Now we can't beat them?
You know what it is? I think this team, when they are whole, can beat any of these teams. I think they can beat the Celtics, honestly.
The Sixers or the Bucks.
Sixers.
Come on, the Sixers. Okay.
And look, if Giannis is, I'm assuming Giannis will be there by the second by the second round.
Well, he's more injured than Embiid.
I just look at Embiid every single game, and I wonder at this point whether he's going to be there the next game. So if he plays every game, sure, I guess. But my realistic look at this is if they can power their way through this. I will and look, that'll mean Maxey probably had a good series. It would mean that Embiid put his head down and got through it, and I could go into the offseason feeling fully confident about all these guys with all of the cap space and yada 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 yada, and go in and give it a try again next year. And do I think they could beat the Bucks, but my thing is for this season to be a success right now, knowing what I know, all they have to do is beat the Knicks in this series.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not gonna let that fly. Yeah, that's not going to fly. Nope.
You're bringing softness back.
Yeah,
that
is not going to fly. You know, I love these guys, and I love Embiid, but I can't let them off the hook like this. I can't. See, again, I go back. This is the reason why I said I didn't want him to come back, because it would raise expectations, and this is what would happen. Now I've raised expectations. Not only that, I bought into it.
Yes. You are in.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, not only that, I bought into the expectations. So I'm expecting it now. We got to win this game tonight, man. I'm not completely discouraged by what I saw Saturday.
No, neither am I.
Some good things in that game Saturday. They just need to finish. The Knicks just don't impress me. They're a scrappy team. They try hard. God bless the New York Wildcats. God bless them. God bless them. But we have, without a doubt, the best player in the series. And you can make an argument. You can make an argument with Embiid being here. Maxey ought to be able to match Brunson's points production.
I agree he should be able to. Look, they're close. If you told me I could have one guy for one game right now, I would take Brunson.
Sure.
But I think that there is a world in which for the rest of this series, Maxey can be as productive as Brunson is.
Look good to me Saturday
for
night.
For sure, yeah.
Look awesome Saturday.
Especially in the second half.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one thing that is, we'll spend all day talking about the game. One thing that is important for Maxey to me today is knowing what we have out of Embiid. There can be no one or two quarters of feeling his way through the game.
Right.
But we need
the aggressor tonight.
Yes, 100%. And I think if they beat the Knicks, it will show that he had done that. That is why we just have to lower expectations just a little bit and say that it is a success if they beat.
That is perfect. That is perfect. That's exactly what he needs to hear.
What now? Which dog is that?
So that used to be used on Chuck.
Okay.
It was a Chihuahua barking when Chuck was being a little soft, which doesn't happen often, which obviously would drive him nuts.
Yep.
And I feel like the softness cannot come back to the afternoon show. So
no,
that's why we had to lay that.
No.
So you don't think it's a success, Jack? You
what are the Knicks a measuring stick? Are you kidding me?
They won 50 games. They're the second team in the not a measuring stick. Measuring stick for the current Sixers.
Hold on, softy. The Embiid missed 9 weeks and they lost what, four less games?
Yes.
Also, you can't lose a playoff series to Tom Thibodeau if you're Nick Nurse. Like, Nick Nurse should be embarrassed. If he's really a difference-making coach, then you're not losing to Tom Thibodeau in the first round. Come on.
I agree with you. They have to beat the Knicks. But beyond this series, the entire postseason, given the health of Embiid, is questionable. If they get through this one, it would have meant that they did something meaningful. 215-592-9494. Is this season a success if they get by the Knicks? Oh, no. Starting with Black Gritty. What up?
For the love of all things in this earth, that is the most insane thing I've heard today. There is no way in the world getting by the Knicks is any kind of satisfaction for anyone. And yet the last 11 years has built up in the same calcium heart they put upon me. It is the same thing over and over again. Joel Embiid, imagine playing on a team where your quarterback lays down and cries every quarter. When your quarterback gets injured, you think that they're injured. It sucks the life out of the stadium. It sucks the life out of the team. And Joel Embiid, we know he's not 100%, but his emotional output, like, at what point does he grow up? He's sniveling and crying like a little baby when he lost to Toronto in the hallway. He's out there moping around.
That was 5 years ago. That was 5 years ago.
That still was damaging to our psyche, though. That was.
But when does it change, though? When does it become the, I'm going to stop joking? Last year when he lost the playoffs, didn't he laugh at the podium?
Did he get
on stuff when he lost? So when do you put on that?
And you know what he's done this year? He came out in the Miami game where he's hurt and didn't have it and pulled through in the fourth quarter and got them over the hump. In the New York game, he hurt the knee again. Even though he hurt the knee, he came back out in the second half, played the entire second half, and was the reason they were even in the game. He has grown up. He has not grown up.
He has not grown up. A playoff game against Miami, whoopee-doo. Again, his attitude.
Miami, who was in the finals last year, right? And Jimmy Butler, who everybody's scared of.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jimmy Butler, who everybody sees.
You got 4 hours to talk. You gonna let me talk so I can get off the phone? You got 4 hours to do your little story all day long. Can I finish talking?
Sure.
I hang up anyway.
Absolutely.
But let me finish.
Oh, relax.
He has moped every single game when he's down, and it takes the team down. Now, also, just to put it on some Nick Nurse stuff, Maxie needs to get a call. You need to get thrown out of the game. This man is going to the hole, not getting any of the calls that Brunson gets. I know we try to give him all the MP, but he's going out there getting hammered all the time, and he's not making any calls. Of course, the rotation and the whole team has to come together, but Joel Embiid's emotional psyche and frailty is the thing that holds the team back. And getting past the Knicks told me a mammy-jammy thing because we talked about the whole time. You can't sit here and say having a healthy Joel Embiid is going to be the difference. I know he's not healthy, but guess what? Go. If you're out there on the court, you're available. Play, keep your head up, and act like a man and stop moping. You can say all you want to about these things. He has a chance. Have a great day.
Wow.
That is what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
At least in these two games, what you're saying you want him to do is what he has done.
I'll give him props for coming back after, you know, he went into the locker room, he got himself together, and he came back out in the second half. Listen, he gave you 29 points. He wasn't very efficient, but he was still aggressive.
Absolutely aggressive.
Yeah, he was still aggressive.
Didn't have, you could tell, I mean, the biggest thing that hurts him offensively with the injury is not having lift on jumpers, which means he doesn't have that 17-footer, which really is the key to everything else that he's doing. So it actually means he has to work harder. Everything he does is harder for him to do, and that part of his game is gone. As for Maxi getting calls, honestly, Jalen Brunson is a more physical player than Tyrese Maxey, and that's why he gets the calls. He's a better foul grifter than Maxey, and that's why he gets calls. We're not going to win or lose this series because of calls, and if anybody complains, it's Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse complains a lot. You know, I think Maxey, it's just not – a lot of what he does is avoiding contact and avoiding getting blocked and that sort of thing. I think a lot of the times when he does get contact underneath the rim, it's really just the guy just standing there.
Right.
It looks more chaotic than it is, and it's not really a foul. But the Sixers are not going to win or lose this series based on foul calls, you know, especially when they have a center who gets more calls than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And we certainly aren't going to get any sympathy from anybody.
No.
Because Joel does go to the line more than anybody in the league.
Do you think he's mopey now?
I didn't see it Saturday as much. I saw it in the Heat game, in that first game, but he got off to a hot start Saturday. So
he
was engaged. No, I think the off the backboard dunk, it scared him. Like, he came down, he felt that shock in his knee, he felt that quick pain, and he thought he probably had tore his knee again. And so then he's laying there, and a lot of that is, you gotta understand, and I'm not doing the whole you have to be an athlete to understand sort of thing. I'm just more or less, when you're injured like that and you get a little bit of a shock or somebody makes contact with that area, it does send a little shockwave through your body and you have to almost regroup. You have to be reassured that, okay, everything is fine. The knee is stable. And that's probably what he found out when he went back there in the locker room. They run some tests. He had some time to catch his breath. When he came out in the second half, again, he wasn't as explosive, but he hasn't been. You realize that was the first time he dunked the ball?
Since he's been back. Yes.
That was the first time he even attempted a dunk.
Did you get upset with him for that dunk?
No. Because here's what happens. In the moment, I jumped out my seat like, hey, you know, and then I saw him go down. Then I'm like, oh, Lord. But I can't, in turn, be upset for him just playing basketball. I mean, he had to escape the defense. That was his way of escaping the defense. I've seen other players do that. It just so happens that he's banged up. And like I said, he finished the game. Now, had he been injured and couldn't finish the game and now he was out for game three, you may get a different answer from me.
I think it's
the ball's unnecessary.
Yeah,
completely unnecessary.
But you know what? It was no. I don't think it was any different physically than him dunking the ball in a different situation. The fact that he threw it off the backboard made it look more spectacular.
Yeah.
But the dunk itself, if he's either going to play or he's not going to play, especially during the playoffs.
And I was yelling for him to dunk in the Miami game,
right,
when he was blowing those layups.
And you know what?
I was like, man, dunk the damn ball.
The thing about the dunks and. We've talked about this on the podcast a lot, especially when you're home, actually when you're away as well. When you're home, the difference in the way the crowd reacts when you dunk it as opposed to laying it up is a complete change in the vibe in the place.
Yeah.
And there as well, if he hadn't landed the way that he did, that dunk changes the way the crowd is. You know, the way the Sixers started on Saturday night quieted that crowd immediately. I don't care how good a crowd is. If you come out, and
you
hit a bunch
like
of shots,
yes, sir.
It does it. And I think
by the way, you know, and Knicks fans, justifiably so, caught heat, but they were being fans in the moment when it happened. The fact that they celebrated while he was down, that lets you know how far his foot was up their butt in that first half.
They're terrified of
it. Yes. Yes. I mean, it was fan reaction. I'm not going to get on a soapbox with the whole classless and all that nonsense because I don't like when Eagles fans get labeled for what happened when I was on the field when Michael Irvin got injured. So I'm not doing all of that. My point is that they reacted that way instantly because they're saying, now we have a chance because we can't stop that dude.
And by the way, a lot of Knicks fans did not want the Sixers in the second round.
Yes.
A lot.
Yep.
A lot. Trust me. 215-592-9494. Is the season a success if they simply win the Knicks series?
you're going to answer
me the whole show every time I ask. Mark in Cincinnati, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. You guys cracked me up. First of all, just a couple of things real quick. Spike, you're so smart. You make some great arguments, and I'm so happy you're back.
But
yeah, let's get to
the
butt.
Okay. No, there's no butt.
Well,
and, you know, I like your dad too.
Oh well, now we have a problem.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
So, what do you think? The Knicks beat the Sixers beat the Knicks this series. Is the season a success?
No, it's not. They got to go beyond that. The Knicks, come on. Listen, here's the deal, Joel. I love them. I love the Sixers. They're a very likable team. But he can't stay healthy. If he can't stay healthy, then that's just who he is. So you can't – it's not an excuse. It's an explanation, you know, for why they don't win. And if they don't win, if they can't get at least to the finals, you know, then the whole – I'm not a process guy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what this
is.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that is
an anti-process.
Yeah, that's a different discussion for a different day, I think. Thank you for the call, Mark.
Anti-process.
Yeah, I appreciate all the stuff about me being smart. That'll take. And honestly, the conversation about Joel or not Joel is a conversation for a different day. Mm-hmm. Unless they get to the finals or something, I assume the day after this season ends, we will have that conversation again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm ready for that conversation eventually.
Well, they are facing elimination, we're going to have it that day.
We will have it that day. I don't want to have it now because right. We will have it then, and I'm hoping maybe we don't have that conversation this year. I think more than likely we will. All right. Morning show side question of the day. It is Jack Nicholson's birthday. He is.
Wait till they get a load of me.
86 years old.
Is that Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Joker.
That's the Joker, yes.
And I said, here's Johnny. That was my favorite from The Shining.
Yep. Now, you went old school.
Yes.
You went The Shining.
Now, Jack said it was.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, it's the best lines. But
that's the most popular, probably. Yeah.
Here's Johnny's the best one, I think. But happy birthday, Jack Nicholson. 86 years old, did you say?
87.
Jack? 87 years old. So based on Jack Nicholson, who is a legendary Lakers fan, mm-hmm. we are going to ask you at the end of your call for a famous fan. You want to give me one?
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
What?
What are you giving me?
I was going to go with Mike Trout.
Oh, my God.
Ask out Trout. Come on, Mike.
Well, he is a famous Eagles fan.
Well, he's a famous Philadelphia Phillies fan, too. He just forgets that while he's been in. He does. He's at the parade.
Do you think maybe he stays on the Angels so he'll have his Octobers free to go to Eagles games?
Yep, yes. That's part of his plan.
Yeah.
it's a master plan. It's a master plan.
So you want me to go with an actor? No. How about Taylor Swift?
Is she a famous fan?
She's a famous Eagles fan.
She's not an Eagles fan.
She's a fraud.
Yeah. Oh, not you, too.
Well, she is.
Well, she's a Chiefs and bigger Chiefs fan now.
Yeah. Of course she is.
Yeah.
Well, but that changed because she met Travis.
I don't care.
A huge Eagles fan before then.
Wait, what did Kylie Kelce do?
Well, yeah, this ain't her blood. Yeah, you kidding me?
I went up to New York. Everybody crushed me for liking the Yankees. I'm not giving Taylor Swift. I don't care who she sleeps with. Oh. I don't care. You're an Eagles fan or you're not. Jack, you want to give us a famous fan?
There's so many frauds. There's just so many that I don't believe. But yep. One person who I've accused on this show of being a fraud Philadelphia sports fan is Bradley Cooper.
I believe he's real.
I'm in on Bradley Cooper, the Eagles fan.
Yeah. I'm just gonna
and
take...
he saw and he hung out with Ike in the bathroom.
Pause.
Oh wow, what happened in there?
Well, I was using it. And he came in.
You know, I'll give you Turtle from Entourage.
Oh, yeah, he's a Knick fan.
Oh, no, he's not a celebrity. Let's go with, we'll go with Spike Lee.
Hold on, he got upset at
Oubre,
didn't he?
I did.
Well, you know.
Stiller got upset, too.
He said Kelly Oubre?
Yeah. Well, at least Ben Stiller's been in something the last 10 years.
Ooh.
You know.
Ooh. I forget Turtle's real name.
Everybody does. 215-592.
Jerry Ferrara.
There it is. Jerry Ferrara.
215-592-9494. Is this season a success for the Sixers? Like I say, if they just get past the Knicks, Ike seems to disagree. Coming up next, speaking of Knicks fans, an incredibly embarrassing moment for Knicks fans. One of the most embarrassing moments in the history, I believe, of NBA fans. We will play that for you next on the new afternoon show on 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.